Our next guest, Lelia Doolan, is marking her 90th birthday with a charity skydive. Good afternoon, Lelia.
Oh, my God.
You see, when you hear it said out loud, Lelia, it's real now.
Say that again, sorry.
I said, Lelia Doolan is marking her 90th birthday with a charity skydive.
That's right.
Yes, that's right. That's right. That's you. That's you. How are you?
It's me, yes. How are you?
I'm good. Great. I was looking forward to our chat all day. I was looking at a Late Late Show from 1969.
Oh.
Yeah. We'll talk about that.
That was a kind of a court martial they had for the three of us.
Yeah. We'll talk about that in a moment. But first, the skydive. When is it happening, Lelia?
It's happening on the 6th of May,
yes,
which is 2 weeks from, I think, yesterday. And everybody would need to pray for a calm day, because if the day is not calm, we won't be diving that day. Well, in fact, I mean, it'll be another day. But it'd be nice if it was a nice calm day and we could do what we have in mind to do. But I'll be tied to another person. I mean, I'm not going to jump out of a plane all on my own.
No, but still, you will be at a height and the door will open.
About 10,000 feet, I believe, which is great.
Yeah. And this is the day before your 90th birthday.
It is.
Yeah.
So if I reach 90, there you are. I'll have had that done behind me.
Yeah.
Today, by the way, is the birthday of Bernadette Devlin McCalliskey.
Right.
But she's younger. She's very much younger than me.
Yes.
She's in good order. She's full of badness.
Yes.
Like me.
Like you. Yeah. So you're
she's much worse than me.
You're doing it for Médecins Sans Frontières, which is
a
great organisation.
Oh, yes. This is the important thing, honestly, Ray. They are a wonderful charity. They're one of the great kind of healing charities of the whole world. They go to places where people are murdering one another and they heal people and mind people, and they're doctors and nurses and technicians, and, you know, they're over 50 years in existence.
Yeah.
And three of their doctors were killed in Gaza in the last while. So
they're one of those organizations that are beyond reproach, aren't they? They're completely beyond reproach.
Yes. Really?
Yeah, yeah. So about you, was this a bucket list thing, Lelia?
I haven't a clue. When I was thinking this old 90 thing, I just thought, well, I always try to do something which is a bit, you know, a bit enjoyable.
Yeah.
And that seemed to be a good idea. So, and I thought, well, it needs to be for some reason other than me. And so that was it. That immediately I knew.
And
that was who it would be for.
When you shared this with people close to you, what was the reaction?
You're barking mad.
Yeah.
Some of them. But look at most people who have the kind of imagination that everybody has.
Yeah.
They were grand. Well, one or two said you're not to do it. And look at, there you are. But one isn't. Yeah, that's all right. They get used to it, sure.
And it's Clonbillogue, is it, in County Offaly?
It is. It's in County Offaly.
Yeah.
It's actually, you see, the trouble about all this wind is, there's a kind of a wind farm nearby. I went down to have a look at the place a while ago and I thought, oh, holy God, there must be, you know, it's at the back of a road, which was one of the great, you know, turf burning electrical unit kind of creating.
Bordenamona places. Oh, yeah.
Which is closed now.
Yeah.
But now they have windmills
turbines,
all over the place. And you say to yourself, my God, if this is quite a windy place, how are we ever going to get up and down? But anyway, look, be full of hope, as am I. And as for getting to be 90, who cares? I mean, you know, it's just a number.
Have you met the person you're going to be strapped to?
No, not yet.
No.
But I've met the women who run the place, as most places are run by women. Look at you. Your entire life is run by women, I think.
you're close to correct there. Yeah. I'm just looking outside there. There's Cara, and Niamh, and Louise.
I spoke to three of them already today.
Yeah. And then at home, there's Jenny and Kate, myself, and
Yes.
Yeah. And then there's my amazing mother.
Unfortunately, you see, men are such fools. I mean, look at the mess they are making of the world at the moment. It's absolutely shocking. What is wrong with you? What is wrong with me?
Well,
please explain.
But look, I can't take responsibility for the woes of the world, Lelia, and I would like to think that I'm different. But anyway, every man would say that. But it'll be interesting to see how things fare out, because it is brilliant that you know, the balance has been shifted slowly, but it's happening. We won't be around to see how it pans out for the world when more women are in charge.
Well, who knows? We could be flying around somewhere. I'm looking forward to having the experience that a bird would have. I've always wondered how birds, how they look at the world.
I can share something
with
you.
I have a lot of them in the back garden, but high up birds.
I jumped out of a plane myself.
When?
It was back in the day. It was in the early 90s. And you know this Goshka Awards thing? There were two girls and I was their sort of mentor.
And brilliant. Where was it?
It was in Punchestown. Punchestown was where it was.
Great. And what, did you jump out of a plane?
I did.
Without?
Without another person, yes. I did it on my own.
And did you do a bit of training?
Yeah.
On landing mostly, I suppose, and how to remember to pull the blessed and holy cord.
That's it. And then if it didn't open, then there was an emergency one that you had to pull.
There were two,
which I thought was scary enough that you'd need an emergency one. I thought that scared the living daylights out of me. But I'll tell you this, that the feeling when everything is settled and things go silent, that is one of the most...
Quiet.
Oh, absolutely. One of the most exhilarating things I've ever experienced in my life.
Yeah, well, I'm looking forward to that, I must say.
Yeah.
I'm
in awe of you, Lelia. You know, and
for God's sake.
No, but I plan to be doing things like that. I don't know if I will be, whether I'll have the health to do it.
Of course.
Yeah.
People are getting older. They're just getting older. Look at this country, sure. Everybody's getting older, and most people have their wits.
Yes.
Some people are gotten a bit forgetful, but most people, they have their wits.
Well, on remembering. So back to 1969. My maths tell me that you were 35. You were on the Late Late Show.
Was I?
Because yourself and Jack Dowling and Bob Quinn had written a book called Sit Down and Be Counted.
Right.
And in that book, you were given out about RT. Things haven't changed that much, because it was about the uneasy tension between public service broadcasting
and
the commercial world.
Exactly
and
that is,
those tensions remain all these years later.
I'm afraid it is what it is still about.
Yes.
You see, if you're not prepared, I've been looking at the Stardust people this afternoon talking in the Dáil, some of them powerful, some of them, at least making amends to some extent or attempting to. And I just think this country, is great for hierarchies. We absolutely love blooming hierarchies.
Mm.
Who cares? Do you know? Is it, what is it in our psyche that requires us always to create victims?
But is it not the human condition that we need leaders? You know, that we need a hierarchy.
You what?
No, I'm just wondering. I'm just wondering because
the answer, of course we don't. No. What I was really objecting to was the fact that we as a country are kind of unreliable in the sense that we expect to do good, but we're not inclined to want to pay for it. Like, we want unity with the North, but paying for it is another matter.
Yes, yeah.
We
yeah.
want a public broadcasting system that, tells the truth and is, able to rebel, if necessary, against the status quo. But we don't want to pay for it. We want, business to pay for it. We want... And consequently, the tension is shocking.
Yeah, but Lelia, I suppose part of the problem is that we're such a small country. And we've always been in the shadow of the BBC, which is one of the best broadcasting companies in the world.
Well, I don't mind being in the shadow of the BBC or anybody. I mean, listen, we made ourselves into a free country.
Yeah.
We attempted to become a republic. We're still attempting. Please God, one day we will reach it. We haven't quite yet, and we won't at the moment with all the American money that's
Work in progress. Yeah.
It is. Oh, I see. Yeah. Have you decided that?
No,
are you going for the Dáil, by the way?
I'm me. Never. No, Gene. No. I've no interest whatsoever. No interest whatsoever.
Okay.
No.
Politics is an endless curiosity.
Mm.
The power play, the notion of, what is valuable and what isn't in a country. Look at what's happened today. An entire community of families who were abused and absolutely stopped by the state from having the truth told. They stuck together.
Yes.
They hung in there together and they got what was necessary.
Unbelievable resilience. Unbelievable resilience over 43 years.
And it's a wonderful thing to see today. But, you know, there's so much sorrow and suffering in the middle of it all. And here are all these people now
Lelia,
to their
listen, Lelia, I would love to talk to you in person, but we're running out of time. So I'm going to say good luck in the jump. And
all
happy birthday in advance.
Just remember, if you don't mind remembering, just to ask people to remember Médecins Sans Frontières and the I Donate page is up there on the old internet.
And I'll remind them tomorrow, Lelia Doolan.
You're
thanks
good
so much.
Gormagut,
slán, slán. That's Lelia Doolan there, and we will be talking to Lelia again, I hope. Cormac is on Drive Time. We are back tomorrow at 3 o'clock. Enjoy the rest of your Tuesday evening.
The Ray D'Arcy Show on RTE Radio 1.